Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. We've got a special program planned for you here today, and you won't want to miss this. And we are going to be joined here momentarily with our special guest talking about the Great Reset, globalism and the coronavirus, a number of things there. And so let me just give you some information real quick before we do that. Of course, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you, like I said, we're with you here every Friday at 1:30, also Sunday nights from 11 o'clock until midnight. And we certainly hope you'll join us on our Sunday night program as well. You can find out more about us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. I encourage you to check us out there. You can find a variety of our social media there. We are steering away from Facebook. We still put stuff on Facebook quite a bit, but steering away from it. We've been blocked a number of times on Facebook. We are developing some other things, Parler and MeWe and USA.life and other things. So if you go to our website at livewithpastoral.com, you can find some of that extra social media there that we go to, and you can also log on and find out past or listen to past programs, different things there as well. So let me encourage you to check us out there at livewithpastoral.com. Also invite you to visit our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can find links for that right there as well. And yes, we are still having our Friday night Bible study. Due to the governor's slowdown that he's trying to institute, of course, he's telling everybody we've been bad and we have to stay in our rooms because we haven't done everything that he's asked us to do, but we are exempt as a church. And so we have our Bible study this evening at 7 o'clock until 9 p.m. At the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, where we meet, 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, right where Interstate 77 and Interstate 80, the Ohio Turnpike cross, midway between Akron and Cleveland. We'll also be there for our regular services on Sunday, Sunday morning at 10 for our morning service, and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for our evening service. So invite you to come out and visit us. And well, we'll be talking about some more things here, I'm sure, as time goes on regarding some of the shutdowns, slowdowns, mask mandates, and things like that. And we may touch on some of that even in the program today. But I just want to welcome to our program today special guest Gary Kah. He's been with us before back in January, also in the middle of March, talking about some of the things that are happening in the world with developments towards a global government, as well as the Great Reset, which has been more and more openly in the news, and how coronavirus is figuring into some of these things. Gary Kah, welcome to the program today.
Hi, Pastor Al. Good to be with you again.
Oh, really good to have you back. And, you know, it's you're one of those people that is an expert on some of these subjects. And I want to encourage people to check out your website. So before I forget, could you tell people how to find you?
Yes, you simply go to garykah.org. So just my name.org, and my name is spelled GaryKah.org. I always spell it because depending what part of the country you're from, people come up with all kinds of spellings for my last name. You can only imagine.
So. Well, you've got a couple of good books that I highly recommend, and wrote The Global Occupation and The New World Religion, which I have both of them, and I've read them, and I highly recommend them. Some people would say, well, you know, they were written a few years ago, but the information is, I think, foundational to many of the things that you're talking about today.
Well, yeah, when I wrote both books, really my goal was to provide a better understanding of where the One World Movement is coming from and where they want to go. And so really, they're foundational works. They're almost more timely now than when I first wrote the books. But to keep people up to date on the latest developments, because things are happening so quickly, we have been publishing now for 25 years a quarterly research journal called Hope for the World Update. It's usually 20 pages. And I write the lead article, and that's how we keep people posted on the more rapidly changing developments. And people can subscribe to that also at that same website that I just gave out.
Well, and when,
.org.
Very good. And when you talk about rapidly developing, a year ago, I think most people would have never imagined America being as it is today. Even back on, I believe it was March 15th when you were last on with me, most people had the thought that this was going to be over in just a couple of months.
Yeah, it's really amazing, isn't it? In 9 months or so, it seems as if we've had a lifetime of experiences and changes in the world. In fact, it seems like this year has been a lot longer than it is. When I think back through it, it seems like three years of time or more, and yet it's only been 9 months or so during which all of this has happened with COVID and the lockdowns and then the uprisings and one thing after another. And there clearly is an agenda behind this. If people don't see that now, I don't think they ever will. So I hope that listeners recognize the spiritual battle that is being fought right now, worldwide, but especially here in the United States, I believe, at this time.
Well, and I think you're right, because we know from Ephesians chapter 6 that we're, you know, battling spiritual wickedness in high places. And when we look at what's going on with the coronavirus pandemic situation, the mask mandates, the shutdowns, and all of these things, and then tying that in with the Great Reset and movement toward global government, the United States, I believe, is one of the biggest impediments to their plans, isn't it?
Well, that's it, and that's why they have to deal with this, from their standpoint, very swiftly and harshly, to bring things under control in this country. Because if it doesn't happen here, it's going to be much more difficult for them to implement their agenda worldwide, although they've already begun. And so standing in the way big time has been President Trump, and that's why this whole election thing is so critical. And I would just urge people to continue to pray and even fast and ask for the Lord to intervene on this, because this is huge. If a certain other candidate comes in, you knew who I'm speaking about, this
right.
thing's going to move forward with lightning speed. I'll make that prediction. I'm not afraid to make that, because I already know that's the case. The only way that wouldn't happen is if there would be a massive uprising of the people thwarting it, and they'd have to get really organized really quick for that to be the case. I just got a letter sent to me, and this is the kind of stuff we share in our research publication. I'm getting ready to start the next issue soon. We got this from some of our supporters in South Carolina. They wanted to make sure that I was aware of it, and I wasn't until I received it from them. This is a letter dated October 25th, 2020, sent by a Catholic leader, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. And so I'll warn listeners that parts of this, I'm just going to share a few excerpts because it's so revealing. He is very Catholic, but when it comes to understanding what's going on politically and some of the other things in the world, as someone from the inside, I believe he paints a pretty accurate picture here. So let me share this with you. It was a letter to Donald Trump, to President Trump. It said,
right.
open letter to the President of the United States of America. Again, this was written on Sunday, October 25th. Just some excerpts. He says, Mr. President, I write to you as an archbishop, as the former apostolic nuncio to the United States of America. As I said when I wrote my letter to you in June, this historical moment sees the forces of evil aligned in a battle without quarter against the forces of good, forces of evil that appear powerful and organized as they oppose the children of light, who are disoriented and disorganized, abandoned by their temporal and spiritual leaders. A global plan called the Great Reset is underway. Its architect is a global elite that want to subdue all of humanity, imposing coercive measures with which to drastically limit individual freedoms and those of entire populations. In several nations, this plan has already been approved and financed. In others, it is still in an early stage. Behind the world leaders who are the accomplices and executors of this infernal project, there are unscrupulous characters who finance the World Economic Forum and Event 201, promoting their agenda. Again, this is a quote from this Archbishop Carlo Vigano. Continuing on, the purpose of the Great Reset is the imposition of a health dictatorship aiming at the imposition of liberticidal measures hidden behind tempting promises of ensuring a universal income and canceling individual debt. The price of these concessions from the International Monetary Fund will be the renunciation of private property and adherence to a program of vaccination against COVID-19 and COVID-21 promoted by Bill Gates with the collaboration of the main pharmaceutical groups. Beyond the enormous economic interests that motivate the promoters of the Great Reset, the imposition of the vaccine will be accompanied by the requirement of a health passport and a digital ID, with the consequent contact tracing of the population of the entire world. Those who do not accept these measures will be confined in detention camps or placed under house arrest, and all their assets will be confiscated. And so this is just a partial quote from this letter. It's a four-page letter. I don't have time to read all of it here, but let me share just two more paragraphs. He says, as is now clear, the one who occupies the chair of Peter, referring to the Pope, of course, has betrayed his role from the very beginning in order to defend and promote the globalist ideology, supporting the agenda of the deep church who chose him from its ranks. Mr. President, you have clearly stated that you want to defend the nation, one nation under God, fundamental liberties, and non-negotiable values that are denied and fought against today. It is you, dear President, who are the one who opposes the deep state, the final assault of the children of darkness. For this reason, it is necessary that all people of goodwill be persuaded of the epochal importance of the imminent election, not so much for the sake of this or that political program, but because of the general inspiration of your action that best embodies, in this particular historical context, that world, our world, which they want to cancel by means of the lockdown. Your adversary is also our adversary. It is the enemy of the human race, he who is a murderer from the beginning, John 8:44. So, a lot there.
No, absolutely. And you know, I had seen that letter myself previously, and when you're talking about the taking people into what amounts to the re-education camps, isn't ironic that on the Democrat side of things, California Democrat David Atkins this past week called for Trump supporters to be deprogrammed in what he referred to as post-World War II type re-education camps, because they're looking at everybody that had voted for Donald Trump, everybody that supported them, wore a MAGA hat, put a Trump sign in their yard or something like that. How do you deprogram 75 million people? And there's people floating this idea. So it's not they're pulling these ideas just out of thin air, are they? These things are circulating.
No, this is very real. And by the way, if people want to read the entire letter, you can look at it at www.lifesitenews.com, and then look for the name of this gentleman, whose his last name is Vigano. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. Anyway, Al, we got information about 5 days ago, maybe, from some friends outside of the U.S. they passed on to us some information from a member of the parliament in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was a more liberal member of the parliament, but they sat in on a meeting where there was a discussion of how all of this was going to be implemented in Canada. And it was said that the vaccine would be mandatory if they have their way, and anyone who resists it, which they would go door to door to make sure everybody has the vaccine, and those who resist it, their assets will be seized and they will be placed in a camp. And this person in the parliament, in the Canadian parliament, was so alarmed by what they heard that it shook them to their core, and so they began going public with this. So my guess is there will be some pushback in Canada as a result, so that this may not go as smoothly as the powers that be had planned, but it gives us an idea of what that country is planning. And here in the U.S., I can tell you this because I used to be involved in the emergency management field. In fact, for 7 years, three of those years, I had secret clearance. The organization that I was in is now under the Department of Homeland Security. I can tell you for a fact, and I've known this for approximately 6 years now, that there are centers all around our country that have been dubbed re-education centers.
Mm-hmm.
They are some of them are large, very large, that can deal with tens of thousands of people at a time. And so for years, I didn't speak to that because I heard all the rumors, but I didn't know for sure. But for about 6 years now, going on seven, I do know for sure that those camps exist. It's not just hearsay. And so, again, if a radical administration comes in that is going to lock everything down with COVID, they will use that as an opportunity to introduce this whole new regime, if you will, that's going to be very harsh. It's going to be dictatorial. It's going to tell people they have to take this this vaccine. Some believe there will be a chip with it. If Bill Gates has his way, that will be the case. We'll have to wait and see. But they will force this on people. Those who do not take it, they might say it's voluntary initially, but they will make your life so difficult that anyone who doesn't take it it'll be very difficult for them to live any semblance of a normal life. Let's put it that way. And those who resist it most strongly, they will put in camps. There's no doubt in my mind on that. I do believe there probably will be a good amount of resistance, given the number of people in this country that have become informed and are beginning to take a stand. I just hope it's not too late. If I have one complaint about Christians in America, it is this: their tendency to not do something when they could do something and make a change. They tend to wait until their backs are to the wall and until things are so bad, and then they tend to react. And that's a real weakness we have as Christians in America, because we could have been doing something about this, taking a stand for the last 25 or 30 years, but only a handful of us have. And now people are waking up, and I really pray to God that in His mercy and grace that He will intervene and not allow all this to come in at this time.
Well, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, they talk about the mystery of iniquity, Paul writes about it, that's already at work, but I believe what it's teaching us there is that God is restraining that and keeping it from coming to fruition. I wanted to go back to something you said actually last January on our program, and then you had repeated it back in March. You said that at that time that there was a 12 to 18 month plan in the works to usher in this global government. What do you see happening with that right now?
Yes, a lot of this centers around shutting down the global economy, using the COVID crisis to do so, in order to introduce the new system. If things are going fairly well economically, you know, like if we had 3.5% unemployment rate, which we did in this country, mm-hmm. there's no reason for a change. People won't go along with it. You know, they'll say, what in the world are you trying to do? Why a new economic system? Everything's fine as it is. So they have to shut things down and deteriorate the global economic situation in order to try to introduce their new system, which has been waiting in the wings. It's ready to go. This is no longer future tense where they still have a lot of preparations. No, it's ready to go. They just have to create the scenario in order to be able to introduce it, and that's where the battle is being fought right now. You're looking, if they have their way, of the introduction of a blockchain distributed ledger crypto technology currency being introduced, in other words, an electronic monetary unit that ultimately they would do away with cash. And that's one of the last freedoms we really have. You know, as long as you can move cash, it gives you some semblance of freedom. But if everything runs through a computer and a higher power knows every single transaction you're making all the time, they can intervene. They can interfere with that. Whether you're donating to your local church or to a conservative group or whatever, it gives them a huge amount of control over your life, and that's what they're after. And so we are within that framework right now, that window of opportunity for them. They're pushing forward with COVID. There will probably be a second or third round of this, and they want to shut things down, and it didn't totally work. They couldn't shut down the global economy with the first round, largely because the U.S. economy has bounced back fairly strongly, even though we're at about 8% unemployment right now. You know, it was up near 15 or 16%. Mm-hmm. And so things have improved somewhat. But again, if Biden gets in, there will be a shutdown. Just like in Italy, where there's about a 3 to 4 month complete lockdown. And now look, things are worse there by far than they are here, even though Italy was completely shut down. And part of the reason for that, I believe, is people did not build up an immune resistance to this. And because herd immunity can't be established when everybody's locked up in their house, it just prolongs it. And so it's dragging all this out so that they can have shutdown after shutdown. And eventually, if this continues, it will collapse the global economy. So a lot of this centers around the financial side of things, because that's how they believe they can control us ultimately.
Well, and when you control the money, it's very easy to control people. And you think about it, they're moving us into this process. You know, they've instilled this fear, and they're demoralizing people and bringing things to a crisis point. And, you know, it's like, remember the old Cloward Piven strategy was to overwhelm the system, collapse it so you could rebuild it the way you want it. And, of course, The communists have used that, the Hegelian dialectic, all these sorts of things that basically amounts to the same thing. You bring the system to such a crisis, and you get the people that are so fearful that they'll embrace whatever those in charge are wanting to bring in, like the Great Reset, because that's what they're saying. You know, the economy has to be reset. Everything has to be reset. And it's not just the economy, is it? It's every aspect of our life. Gary Kai, I was going to say we were coming down, only about 2 minutes left of the program. It's gone so fast. We'll definitely have to talk about this some more at a future date. But I want you to give out your website again and some information if people want to find out more or even get some of your books.
Right. Just go to garykaah.org. Again, that's GARYKAH.ORG. You can subscribe to our publication there, Hope for the World Update, and also get my two books and listen to some programs and some virtual talks that I've given recently. And I just hope that more people continue to wake up quickly. I pray, honestly, that President Trump does not concede in this election, even though I realize there will be consequences as a result. But I think it's the last chance politically we have to take a stand on this.
Oh, absolutely. And as I said before, you know, the mystery of iniquity is working, and I believe God wants to use Christians to help hold it back and restrain it as the Holy Spirit works through God's people. But I want to leave people with some encouragement. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, you really need to consider the claims of the gospel and find a Bible-believing church that can direct you to knowing Christ as your Savior. And Jesus said this, and I want to give you this as hope, in Luke 21, He said in verse 28, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Thanks, Gary, for being with us. Thanks for listening, and join us next time.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.